Hi, my name is Bernadette Lang. I am a Master NLP practitioner and primary school teacher. Now I'd like you to find a place where you can comfortably relax for the next 20 minutes or so. Now before you finished school recently, you were probably thinking, what is this coronavirus thing everyone is talking about? You will have heard teachers, friends at school, parents, grandparents, and lots of people on the television discussing it. And no doubt at that time you felt quite worried. However, things have changed now. You now know or understand what it is all about. And you also know that the main things that you can do for certain is wash your hands and stay at home with your family as they are looking after you so well. And these are the things that are keeping you safe. And that's all we all need to do at the moment. Now, another big change that has happened is the fact that you are now doing your schoolwork at home instead of actually coming to school. And at first I expect you found it very strange not going to school. But although you may be missing school, you've now got used to learning at home. Now isn't that funny? Who would have thought? You may be worried about it. Now you're coping well working from home and possibly learning new skills using the computer. Now that's you being resilient. You have often heard adults talking about the word resilient. There's no better time now than to understand what it means. If you think of an elastic band, if you place it on your fingers and move it, it changes shape. When you remove it from your hand and set it on a table, it jumps or bounces back to its original shape. Well, that is resilience. We all worry about some things and our thoughts will change at that time when we worry, but we always bounce back to feeling back to normal. And often forget what our worry was in the first place. So when you bounce back from something that worried you, that's you being resilient. So being off school at the moment has shown you you can cope at home, you can learn at home, and you are indeed resilient and will bounce back when it's time to go back to school, and when you do, everything will be okay. So, get yourself nice and comfortable, close your eyes and let's begin. Now as you listen to these words, you can get ready to enjoy your body becoming relaxed and comfortable so that your arms become sleepy and heavy or your hands become nice and still and your legs become heavier and heavier still, and you can let your feet and even your toes be nice and still, as you know how a sleeping person breathes and how different it sounds from the way you breathe when you're awake, because someone who's asleep will just breathe more slowly and deeply. And if you want, you can pretend you're fast asleep and you can just start to breathe like that, more slowly, more deeply right now, breathing in that sleepy, sleepy way, as every single part of your body becomes more and more and more relaxed than it was before. Relax your forehead, relax the corners of your eyes, relax the corners of your mouth, as you take in a nice deep breath through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And yet again, feel the relaxation moving across your shoulders and down your arms, running down to your fingertips. And you may notice that relaxation filling your whole body. And just like a dream, you can visualize a picture of the front of your house, noticing the windows and the door, or which side the handle of the door is on. Or you may visualise an image or a picture of your favourite food, hot chocolate fudge cake, nice cold vanilla ice cream, sitting on a lovely white plate. You may noticing the smells, the tastes, just visualising that right now. You can see a picture of your favourite characters from TV or from a book you read in school. How do they stand? How do they look? What made you like that character? Because your mind is very, very good at making pictures, is it not? And you can even see yourself right now, sitting in class, learning something new, smiling to your friends, excited about what's happening next, excited to learn and curious to learn, because learning is fun. Using different ways to learn. See how you look when you're excited about learning. See how confident you look. You might even have some spelling words. You see the word coat, the four-letter word, in your mind, visualising the word, seeing the shape of the letters, then writing it down. How easy is that? Visualising the shape of the letters and writing it down. And it's the same with maths, remembering the times tables. However, not everyone realises that their mind can visualise pictures. Now, Millie was a little girl who didn't realise that her mind can make pictures to remember information. And when it was maths lessons, she tried to remember her times tables. She could remember that 2 times 2 is 4, and could remember that 3 times 3 is 9, but would get confused about bigger numbers like 7 times 8 or 6 times 9, and when the teacher asked her what they were, her mind would go blank, and she really didn't like that because she always felt that everyone else knew more than her, which really wasn't the case. And she remembers going home one day feeling rather frustrated, and her gran was sitting at the kitchen table and realised right away that Millie wasn't happy. In fact, she looked rather sad. "Have you had a difficult day?" Gran asked. "It's just that math and I hate it and I can't do it." Now I guess that you're probably thinking, if any grown-up heard you say something like that, you'd probably expect them to tell you not to worry, and of course you can do it, and you just have to try harder and stuff like that. But you don't know Millie's gran, and even when she was little, she knew she was an amazing person. She could speak 7 languages. Imagine that, 7 languages, and she used to travel all over the world, translating for people at big important meetings. And that wasn't all. She loved to paint. Her paintings were marvellous, big and bright and beautiful. Millie still has the one she gave her. She played the violin. And if a quiz show came on TV, she always knew the answer before the quizmaster even finished asking the question. It was like she knew everything. But although she knew all that about her, she hadn't quite understood just how different she was from other grown-ups she knew. She was rather surprised at what she said next. "Millie, come and sit beside me." And she put her arm around her. "When I was a little girl, I felt I was rather slow at remembering things, and everyone else seemed much faster than me with spelling and maths, and I didn't really feel that clever. And then I thought, perhaps I couldn't learn But let me tell you this right now. Sometimes, when you take a little longer to learn something, in the end you know it much better and much, much, much more thoroughly than someone who learns it in a rush. And did you know that someone who wants to be a doctor has to train for about 7 years before they can even just be a junior doctor? And someone who wants to fly planes has to train for 3 to 6 years. An astronaut, 14 years before they get into space. So the point is, doctors, pilots, astronauts are only allowed to do their job after they have really taken all that time to learn something steadily and slowly, so that they know it inside out. And that's very different from the sort of person who rushes along with things and only half understands something in spite of their quick answers and then forgets it. And sometimes you just need to give yourself time to take things in fully and properly, because there is a part of you that is brilliant at learning, a part of you that has already learned so many things. After all, not so long ago, you didn't know anything at all. You couldn't do anything at all. You couldn't walk or talk or even feed yourself. You were just a little baby. And look at you now, all big and strong. And you already know how to do all kinds of things that you didn't know when you were born. How to walk and jump and hop and skip, sing and laugh and whisper and yawn. How to open doors and turn pages. How to play games and make friends. You know the names of colours, of animals, of places. You know different smells and different tastes. You know stories that you like and different characters on TV and in books. So there's already a huge amount of knowledge inside you. That's always there and always growing. And there's a part of you that's always ready and willing and very able to learn. And then Millie's gran said, "When I was a little girl, I didn't really understand about my learning part and what it can do. And I didn't give that learning part of me a chance to do its job. And instead of letting the learning part of me learn, I used to worry." Which meant I wasn't letting the learning take place because my mind was on so many other things. I didn't even really give it a chance. Then one day I had a piece of good luck. My very first teacher took me aside and said, "I have something very important to tell you, and I want you to listen very carefully. You're a very good learner. I can see that perfectly well. You haven't found your memory place yet, and it's really time you looked inside and found that memory place of yours." And I had absolutely no idea what she was talking about, so I asked her, "What's a memory place, miss?" "It's a secret way to learn and remember things, you see. If you close your eyes, then you just visualise in your mind as if you have a big cinema screen, and in there is your memory place. And that place is huge. It has everything you've ever learned in it. It's like a filing cabinet or a laptop with all the different files inside. There are files for history, information about different countries of the world, spelling, maths, times tables. There are lots of fun things in there where you can practice new skills. You can see yourself practicing, getting better and stronger and better at something. It's always been there, waiting for you. And if you look up to the left in your mind, you can see inside that memory place." So that's exactly what Millie did. She closed her eyes and looked to the left in her mind. And she saw the memory place. She saw pictures of every part of her life along the walls and heard music from TV shows and songs she'd heard playing in the background, because this was her place, her memory place, your place, just for you. You can go to it whenever you want. Your space, your place, and your memory place. And if you look in the spelling area just over there, you can find a nice, comfy beanbag in there. Maybe music playing. The huge cinema screen with big letters in different colours on it. So if you wanted to learn how to spell the word elephant, you'd put a big green E, then a lovely pink L, then a lovely orange E, and a beautiful red P, and a lovely lilac H, and a beautiful blue A, and a lovely violet N, and finally a beautiful shining sparkly gold T. It's written there in your mind, and you just need to write it down, because you've got a permanent record of it in your memory place. And you can practice doing longer and longer words, like the word elephant, writing them in big colourful letters on your spelling cinema screen, and then copying them down whenever you want to write them down. And your memory place helps you get really good at making pictures in your mind, so that you can go to the maths room and you can see a picture of a 9 plus a 1 equals 10, then a 19 plus a 1 equals 20, or a 39 plus a 1 equals 40, or a 39 plus an 11 equals 50. See all the numbers in bright colours. Some may be sparkly, some may have lights on them. It really doesn't matter, because you can remember anything like this as a picture, as you hear yourself saying it over and over. 39 plus 11 equals 50, because 9 plus 1 equals 10. And you can do that with bigger numbers, over and over and over again on a big screen in your memory place, bright and colourful. And whenever you want to learn maths, you can write things up there in your mind, on that screen, in the maths cinema screen, and you can see them in a flash whenever you need to remember them. And there's so much more to discover in your memory place. Rooms were there, are pictures and videos of all the places you've ever been and everything you've ever done, memories of all the ways you've got better at doing something, all the space here and all the time for all the many things you've learned while you've been away from school, the new skills in baking, new skills on the computer, new skills in simply chatting, talking to your family, learning more about the people you love, understanding each other, having time to do things instead of running to clubs, doing homework and all the things that you normally do. You have this special time to be curious and learn as many different things as you wish, because you can. And it's strange as it may seem, but after that talk with Millie's gran, things started to change in how she felt. She felt much happier and calmer, and stopped worrying about how things were going, and instead began to concentrate on all the exciting, fascinating things she was curious to learn about. That's what happens when you give yourself the time and the space to learn things thoroughly. And ever since then, Millie has become better and better at spelling, better and better at maths, better and better at all kinds of things. And so will you, as you give yourself the time and the space to learn things thoroughly and make use of your own memory space. It's just sitting there waiting. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And when you hear the 1, I'd like you to open your eyes. 5, wiggle your toes. 4, wiggle your fingers. 3, have a nice big stretch. 2, open your eyes. And 1, you're wide awake.